This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. She was back on my show back in April 2018. We're talking about Progressive Care, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol RXMD. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Sheetal Mars. Sheetal, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, can you tell us a little bit more about the acquisition target and the letter of intent that was just recently issued?
So as I've said a lot over the last couple of years is that we want to grow organically, but we also want to grow through acquisition. And we're very, very picky about who we choose to work with and who we choose to acquire. And we found this great company. Pharmacy here has a couple of locations, one here in South Florida, another in Orlando, which is a big market for us. And they have a lot of synergies with who we are. They do adherence. They do same-day delivery, next-day delivery. They have the same kind of patient structure that we do. They have the same kind of belief system in improving healthcare outcomes that we do. So we were really excited to meet their team and work with their team. And then when we looked into their business, they're about the same size as we are, just maybe a little bit smaller. So we have a great opportunity to join forces, come under one umbrella, which is Progressive Care, and leverage now a new size, which is would essentially double what Progressive Care is. I think they're only 80% the size we are. So come 2019, we'd be doing $40 million in sales instead of 20.
Wow.
Or 22.
And when do you think this is going to close?
We think we're going to close beginning of January. We're doing due diligence now. Requesting all the documents, making sure there are no skeletons in these closets. But it's a great team over there. We don't anticipate any issues, any hiccups. We just want to dot all our I's and cross our T's, and hopefully everything's going to work out and go through within the next 60 days.
You know, last time that we talked, you announced that you were in the process of buying a building to house Pharmaco's operations. Can you tell us where we're at and what's the plans for that property?
So we are so excited. Anybody that's come and seen our facilities here knows that we're bursting at the seams. We can't add physically any more bodies to the space we have right now. Our lease is up in 2020, but we can't wait for 2020. We gotta expand with all the prescriptions that we're generating. We've done about 30,000 prescriptions a month out of one facility, let alone two. So we are looking forward to getting into the new property, which is about a little over 10,000 square feet, close to 11. And with that property, we're going to build it out to house our administrative offices, which will be me and my accounting team, my executive staff, all of Pharmaco's operations, so that's your Miami area location, and any expansion that we may have through putting in staff for telepharmacy and long-term care. So we're going to build out all those spaces. We're going to make sure that we can fill at least double the amount of scripts that we're filling now out of that location, and hopefully realize some economies of scale by having, you know, a more efficient workflow and having that growth happen under one roof and not having to patch a lease space as we've been doing to accommodate our growth. So we're really excited about the building. We think it's a great asset to have on our books. The South Florida real estate market on commercial is doing pretty well. It's a solid building, a lot of parking, so we can accommodate all of our employees. We have over 70 now. I think last time we talked, we were still in the 50s or 60s. So these are all great things. We expect to close on this at worst case scenario in the next couple of weeks and be able to move in within the first or second quarter of next year. The only reason I'm not sure is how much build-out we're going to start right away and how much we're going to need to defer to after permitting. It is a great space already. A lot of it's already built out, so my administrative staff can move in pretty quickly, but moving the rest of Farmco's operations with the licenses and everything else can take a little while. So that could happen towards the end of the second quarter of 2019. We'll still have the space in North Miami, so we'll have tons of space for all the growth that we've had.
You know, let's change gears for a second, if you will. Maybe tell my listeners and maybe your investors, stockholders, some metrics on there. You guys got a runway of over $20 million a year. Are you guys EBITDA cash flow positive?
We're cash flow positive. I don't think this year we have profitability because of the stock that we issued. We believe that in the end of the year, when all is said and done, we're going to have a little loss from that issuance of stock. But it was time. It was time to give all of our employees a position in this company and realize the benefits of all the growth. And as you can see, we are growing. In between April and December, you know, our prescription counts grew by 40%.
Wow.
Almost 50%. So that, you know, is the right thing. We're doing a lot of investing. We're doing a lot of build-out. We're doing a lot of acquisitions and software development. So whatever the outcome is financially of this year, it all is, to in our minds, all of it has been setting us up to build this foundation for, you know, accelerated growth going into 2019.
Well, let's talk about 2019. It's just right around the corner. You guys did a great year in 2018. What's your roadmap look like, and what do you guys feel that you're comfortable with maybe revenues and growth for 2019? What's the game plan?
So 2019 will be quite a different experience for us. We'll have, if the acquisition closes, we'll have 1, 2, 3, 4 locations. Spanning South Florida and Orlando, we'll be doing probably as a combined entity, all locations together, about $40 million in sales, if not more. And that's just without anticipating any growth in the prescription counts. We've been experiencing prescription count growth of 30-40% year over year each month that we close. So if we continue that growth and build on expansion into geographic areas, we should see growth on prescriptions around the same 20-30% through all four locations, as well as seeing some revenue appreciation from that growth. The industry is changing. I don't want to put too much projections on the dollar amounts because every year reimbursement rates go down.
Absolutely.
But we can. This company is exceptionally resilient. Because of the diversity of our products, of our services, of our staff, we can weather almost anything that the pharmacy industry wants to throw at us. And that means we have lasting power. And that means that no matter what's going on, we're going to still grow. So we have, you know, we've had some industry changes in 2018 that kind of changed the landscape of what products and services a pharmacy can offer. It didn't matter for us. We still recovered and grew on top. So we are excited about that. We're going to be focusing on adherence. We're going to be focusing on new clinics. We're going to be focusing on hospitals and senior living and long-term care and doing our promoting our Discharge RX program and our telepharmacy services to the broader area. And the telepharmacy services is great because we're not limited geographically for that service area. So we can expand that to all the states we're licensed in, and it's not limited to just being able to provide same-day prescription service. So we think that's going to be able to diversify us even further by not isolating us to just pharmacy sales. We can have our technology start generating revenue as well. And we're going to continue on that technology development path, and we'll have some more software and programs come out, and more services come out in 2019 along that vein. And then we're still focusing on 340B. We're still focusing on servicing specialty needs, communities, cancer, Hep C, HIV, whatever it is that, you know, a patient suffers from.
Absolutely.
We're going to be there. Opioid crisis. We're still promoting all of our efforts to combat the opioid crisis. So you'll still see a lot of me, a lot of me speaking at conferences, a lot of me writing. Our shareholders can look forward to a very active 2019.
You know, you were on the show back in February, March, and at that time I said your stock was grossly undervalued at a penny, and I said that it should be valued at 20. I think it got up to 26 cents. That being said, what do you want my listeners and your investors to take away from this interview?
I think what everyone should take away from this interview is the phenomenal story of Progressive Care and Farmco, and who we are and what we are, and that we are a company that has existed for the last 11 years. We're a company that generates revenue. We're a company that's growing at rates that are increasing month after month. That this is not just a feel-good story of a company doing good work for people in need, providing a service that makes a difference in communities' lives, but also a company that is a strong investment opportunity. We were undervalued at a penny. We're undervalued now. And everyone is going to be kicking themselves that they didn't look at this company with a serious eye and see its potential now and in the future and see where we can go and realize that we're going to get there no matter what. So they better take a good look and realize what we're about and what we can do.
You've been listening to Sheetal Marsh. She is the CEO of Progressive Care, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol RXMD, market cap around $24 million. As she said, very undervalued. I feel the same way. Sheetal, thank you so much for coming on the show. Only thing I ask is that you don't wait so long to come back on my show.
I wish I could make more time. You know how much work we've been doing?
I understand. I wish you nothing but continued success. Happy holidays, and hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update on your LOI.
Yes, absolutely.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.